Let's play.
Big Money Minute. Good morning, Terry. Are you feeling good as hell this morning?
Yeah. My goodness.
That is a yes.
All right.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Are you ready to win some money, hopefully?
I hope so, yes. $1,000 could come in handy.
Hells yeah. Okay, 10 questions in 60 seconds. You tell me when you're ready to start, and I will hit the timer.
Ready.
Ready, set, go.
What did Hansel and Gretel leave a trail of to find their way home?
Cookies.
What area code is Concord in?
925.
What body part do zombies like to eat?
Pass.
What state is the Hershey Chocolate headquarters in?
Pennsylvania.
Spell poltergeist.
P-O-L-T-E-R-G-E-I-S-T.
The Cuban Missile Crisis occurred in which decade? The 40s, the 60s, or the 80s?
The 80s.
What cult classic horror musical will you see the cast doing the time warp?
Cat.
Hannibal Lecter. He likes his liver with fava beans and a nice what?
Cat.
Margaret Thatcher was prime minister to what country?
England. I don't know.
All right, let's go through them.
I wanted you to win, Terry. I wanted you to win.
Oh, man. I was terrible.
You weren't terrible. You just didn't win. Hansel and Gretel left. They actually left breadcrumbs, not cookies.
Oh, my gosh.
To find their way home.
I like cookies. So.
Yeah, you know no kids would leave cookies behind. Come on. Then we have which area code is Concord in? 925. You got that right. Zombies like to eat brains. Hershey's headquarters, that's in Pennsylvania. You spelled poltergeist correctly.
Nice.
Good job, girl. The Cuban Missile Crisis actually occurred in the 1960s. It is the Rocky Horror Picture Show where you'll find the cast doing the time warp. Hannibal Lecter likes to eat liver with fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Gross.
Margaret Thatcher was Prime Minister of England. You're absolutely correct. We didn't get to question number 10 today, but we got some nice parting gifts for you today. Have a wonderful weekend, Terry. Thanks so much for listening.
And I love your energy. It's infectious. Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. We all need that kind of energy on a Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we actually need it on a Monday. Friday, yeah. It's easier. You need that energy on a Monday.
Speak for yourself. Mondays, forget about it.
I was going to say, you got more chances to win cash coming up.
Secret sound. We have a new sound. It's at 1200, Producer Art.
It is.
It's at 1200. Let's play you the sound going into commercial so you can hear what you're going to be guessing. If you haven't heard it yet, it sounds like... a seagull about to poop on you. Is that right? I don't know. You can guess it if you want. We're playing it.
Let's go.
Secret sound. Lori in San Jose, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready to play secret sound?
I think I'm ready.
All right. I'm going to play you sound number 6. We'll give you a new clue. We'll take your guess.
Okay.
Here comes the sound. And your clue, a type of hat.
Type of hat. I have no idea, but I'm not going with the clue. I'm going with what I think it is. I think it's a straw going in and out from, like, your fast food cup, your lid, through the lid.
That is incorrect. But we love you for playing.
We love you.
Thank you so much. And we'll do it again in 1 hour, 9:20. You can call back and guess again.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are welcome. 997now.com. You can see all the previous guesses and hear that sound over and over again. We have your 8:30 dirty on the way.
Are you ready?
And now, Dirty on the 30.
Headlines.
Facebook is gifting $25 million to Santa Clara County to use on new homes for teachers. The money will build 90 to 120 homes for teachers in Menlo Park and Los Altos.
Affordable homes. That's the key. Affordable housing.
We love our teachers. San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo announced a plan yesterday for the city to build its own electrical grid in order to bypass PG&E.
Oh my God, thank God. There won't be any fires in San Jose.
According to a new survey, your fun hits rock bottom at age 45. The survey found that's when you're so stressed and busy with working kids that you just don't have the energy to have as much fun.
Oh, well, maybe it hit rock bottom at 45 for me, but I'm on the rebound, baby.
Woo!
I'm back on the way up. You can dust yourself off and pick yourself back up.
Wait, hey!
Sassy Sports.
Hey, the Warriors play their last preseason game tonight at the Chase Center against the Lakers. They start the regular season next week against the Clippers. After an 0-4 start to the season for the Sharks, they have turned it around, winning three games in a row. In fact, my boyfriend, Evander Kane, scored three goals on Wednesday night to lead the Sharks to victory. And he's also in ESPN's Body Magazine if you want to see him naked. It is soups hot. They can go 4-4 against Buffalo on Saturday night and completely turn their season around. That happens at the Shark Tank. And for the first time in weeks, the 49ers and Raiders will play on the same day. The Raiders travel to Green Bay on Sunday, take on the Packers, and the 49ers, they will travel to Washington to take on the Redskins. Both are early games, 10 a.m. That's all I got for Sassy Sports. But you know what I always say?
If they're playing with balls, I'm all over it.
Entertainment Report.
CBS is working on a reboot of Clueless. Only in this one, Cher disappears and her best friend Dion has to deal with the pressures of stepping into her shoes.
All right, you're going to get mad. I hated that movie.
Netflix says they're monitoring accounts they believe are being shared, and they're looking into consumer-friendly ways of preventing you from doing it. No changes are happening at the moment, but they are on to us.
Yeah.
Shaggy is warning fans. Yes, that Shaggy. He's warning fans that someone is out there posing as him in an apparent effort to scam their way into some money. According to Shaggy, he's saying the scamming involves hitting up fans to tell them they somehow owe him money.
Well, there's not a lot of Shaggy fans left, so it doesn't really matter.
Boombastic, tell me fantastic.
Oh, I love me some Shaggy.
Wouldn't want to be in trouble with me.
Booze
is always good.
Booze
is always good. Ginger Cheryl. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
It's not morning here.
Yes, it is.
You always have to be. You know what? They always tell me that I'm difficult and I have to be like contrarian, and I got it from my mother.
But you're only 2 hours ahead, so it's still morning. As long as it's before noon, it's morning.
I need to talk to HR anyway.
Well, Greg's going to speak to them today, so he can relay any message you have.
Yeah, I got to go and ask for your raise.
Oh. Oh, let's talk about this.
Actually, what I want to talk about is why Dad has been banned from the AT&T store.
Yeah, what's this about?
Well, you see, we had an upgrade on our phone about a week ago.
He went in there with a shotgun and demanded they give him two new iPhones. Free.
At night, and they didn't tell him, and he...
They didn't tell him.
...got to use his phone. He didn't know how to use it anymore because it wasn't in Russian.
Russians?
You know how the...
What did you say? Wait, did you hear Russians?
You know how the phone... Like, my dad's phone upgraded on its own.
Oh, automatically.
Bike automatically, yeah. And it plugged in, whatever. And then it had all the new features on it. Well, he was furious. He went to AT&T.
What's this Bitmoji I have here?
He went to AT&T and demanded that they take it off.
Benny, you never did hear the story about his phone breaking, did you?
No, tell me.
He was complaining about his phone. He couldn't understand anything on it. And I said, well, give it to me. Let me look at it. Well, I started looking at it, and it was in Russian.
He had accidentally switched the language. And he said his phone was broken.
So hard. I'm not kidding you. I had to go change my drawers. It was so funny.
Tell Benny, if you were in a raffle at church, what do you think the prizes might be?
Now, you got to take in consideration this is Texas.
I mean, I don't want to keep saying guns, but I don't know what gun. A revolver.
You got it?
Really?
Dang.
Doesn't that seem a little against what God wants?
My mother won a gun at church.
What?
She wins everything.
I do?
Mom, you're the lucky one. My mom has won a truck in a raffle before. She won, like, $9,000 at the casino on one, like, put $1 in there and won that.
I've won the Secret Sound for $5,000.
Oh, yeah, the Secret
money.
Sound that we won't give you. Oh, and thanks a lot for checking on us on Monday.
I didn't know anything about it. I checked on you on the first one, and you were safe, so I didn't know anything about the second one.
Yeah, there was that huge earthquake Monday, and my mom didn't even bother to call me.
We made it okay, though.
I asked you if you had your will in order.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
If you don't act right, Mom, I'm about to change out my beneficiary.
Ooh,
you know,
can you put my name on it?
You know, Mom, you're on all my stuff, but...
Greg, if I told you lately, I love you.
Yeah, there she goes.
We're talking about today creepy things that men do that they think are okay, but are actually super creepy. So think back maybe when you were working at the bank or something like that. You know, men will say, hey, where's my hug? Or maybe they go and give, like, you a shoulder massage or something. Was there any weird things that the men thought were okay, but really you're like, this is weird. Why are you doing this?
I couldn't even tell you what it was like back in my day.
Like, way worse?
It was acceptable back in my day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, which really it never should have been.
But didn't you want to slap them?
No, I liked it.
Oh, my goodness!
Mom.
And on that note, we love you, Ginger. Have a fantastic weekend.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. All right, we have Secret Sound coming your way at 9:20. $1,300 in the jackpot.
And the only thing we want to remind you is that your guesses have to be precise, very specific to win the money.
Word for word. And we will do it at 9:20.
Big Bay Morning.
It's like our generation.
Hear every show, every day. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.